stays like water in a bad draining tub. I left my hoodie on the floor in Leonie's room, where I sleep, and my t-shirt is thin, but I don't rub my arms. If I let the cold goad me, I know when I see the goat, I'll flinch or frown when Pop cuts the throat. And Pop being Pop, we'll see. Better to leave the baby asleep, Pop says. Pop built our house himself, narrow in the front and long, close to the road so he could leave the rest of the property wooded. He put his pig pen in his goat yard and the chicken coop in small clearings in the trees. We have to walk past the pig pen to get to the goats. The dirt is black and muddy with shit, and ever since Pop whipped me when I was 6 for running around the pen with no shoes on, I've never been barefoot out here again. You could get worms, Pop had said. Later that night, he told me stories about him and his sisters and brothers when they were young, playing barefoot because all they had was one pair of shoes, each of them, for church. They all got worms, and when they used the outhouse, they pulled the worms out of their butts. I don't tell Pop, but that was more effective than whipping. Pop picks the unlucky goat, ties a rope around his head like a noose, leads it out the pen. The others bleat and rush him, butting his legs, licking his pants. Get, Pop says, and kicks them away. I think the goats understand each other. I can see it in the aggressive bust of their heads and the way they bite Pop